Welcome to The Examine, your daily prayer hosted by Father James Martin and brought to you by America Media, a Jesuit ministry. Please consider supporting this podcast by getting a digital subscription to America. A subscription gives you access to all of our content and supports the production of The Examine podcast. Please visit americamagazine.org/subscribe. The link is in the show notes.
I'm Father Jim Martin. I'm about to lead you through a traditional Jesuit prayer that will help you notice where God has been in your day. But first, let's begin with our weekly reflection, which is released every Sunday. How is your Advent going? Last week, I talked about doing less for Advent so that you could pray more and enjoy the readings more and enter more deeply into the liturgical season. Now, I know for some of you that may not seem to be much of an option. If you have a family, perhaps a big extended family, or a family with young children, Christmas may be the busiest time of the year. So even if you can't quite pull back on those kinds of responsibilities, I would invite you to carve out some time for yourself for prayer and meditation. In fact, if you're super busy at Christmas, that may be all the more reason to give yourself some private, one-on-one time with God. St. Francis de Sales, the story goes, was once asked how long people should pray. A half hour, he is supposed to have said, unless the person is busy. If they're busy, then they should pray for an hour. What is often helpful during Advent is to let one passage from the daily or Sunday readings take root in you. For me, it's often a passage from the book of Isaiah, with its wonderful pastoral imagery of the dry lands blooming and deserts becoming oases. For you, it might be from one of the Gospels. This week, for example, we hear about Jesus' forerunner, John the Baptist, who comes saying, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." That could be your meditation for the entire Advent season. Every day in prayer, you might ask yourself, how am I preparing the way of the Lord in my own life, and how am I helping others to do so in their lives? Advent could be a time for you to pray more simply, but also more deeply. Happy Advent. Now, let's enter into the examine and review the past day. If you're listening to this in the daytime, we'll look back at yesterday. If it's in the evening, when most people pray the examine, we'll look back at today. I'll lead you through the meditation, and after each step, we'll give you time to reflect. First, take a deep breath. Just relax and ask God to be with you. If you'd like, you might imagine yourself sitting with Jesus. But whatever way you do it, let yourself enter into God's presence. Remember, this is a conversation with God, and your time to look back over your day with God. Now call to mind two or three things from today that you're grateful for. They need not be big things. Anything that blessed your day. Call each of them to mind, one by one. Savor them and thank God for them. Now let's review your whole day from start to finish, from your getting up to your going to bed. Try to notice where God has been. Where did you accept God's invitation to be loving, to be grateful, to be yourself? And where did you turn away from it? Think about specific people, places, and events. Let's start from your getting up this morning. What was it like? Did you eat breakfast or skip it? Were you rushed? Calm? What was the beginning of your day like? Where was God? Now think about the rest of your morning. What did you do? Where did you notice God? In what people and places and events did you encounter God? Take your time and just notice. Let's move to the middle of your day, around lunchtime. What was that time of day like? As you cast your mind back, what do you notice? Now we're in the afternoon. What happened? Whom did you speak with? What did you do? Where did you encounter God? When you're ready, move to the evening, around dinner time. Just notice what happened. Where was God present to you? Now remember with God the end of your day. What happened? Call the end of your day to mind and notice where God was and how you responded. Now take a deep breath and pause. As you looked back over your day with God, you probably remembered some things that you regret, because none of us are perfect. Remember those things now, even your sins, and express sorrow to God. Ask God for forgiveness. If they're serious sins, you might want to think about going to confession. But for now, just ask God for forgiveness and the grace to do better. Now take another deep breath and call to mind something that came up in your exam just now that was especially meaningful. Just bring it before God. Maybe you'd like to say something to God about it and let God say something to you. Now take a deep breath and ask for the grace to see God in the next day. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Father James Martin. Keep noticing. This podcast was produced and edited by Eloise Blondio. Our executive producer is Eric Sundrup, S.J.